Arizona's news station, KTAR News 92.3 FM.
Gatos and Chad.
Talking Pigskin with Pauly. Brought to you by Day and Night Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Serving the Valley for 40 years. The difference is day and night.
Steve Zinsmeister, Bruce St. James in for the guys, Gatos and Chad today. And every week we catch up with our guy, Pauly Pigskin, Paul Calvisi, the Cardinals sideline reporter. He joins us now. Pauly, this is painful for you to watch from the sideline as it was for us at home.
Let's talk about the lineup, though, there at KTAR. Let's talk about that, okay?
Let's get into it.
First thing that comes to mind, hashtag addition by subtraction.
Oh.
Especially Gatos this time of year.
Well, at least you don't have to hear about him selling his tickets.
Oh. You know, I mean, 77 to 79 different players have played for the Cardinals, but you are the two guys that counts there in the KTAR studios, okay? So let's just start with that. And you're right, it was a little painful when you watched Trace McSorley come in, and for the second straight game, you're playing a second quarterback, and he didn't rep with that guy, and it becomes painfully apparent, and then you lose the turnover battle and you lose the game. It's funny how that works. In fact, you see Tom Brady, who's next up, even yesterday, 17-point lead. And then what did Tom Brady do in the second half, guys? Yep. Four straight possessions, he turned it over. He went pick, fumble, fumble, pick. And here's your stat. You want a holy cannoli stat? Okay. First time in his 23-year career when leading by 17 points, he lost. He was 89-0. And then lost yesterday against the Bengals. So you got to be a little worried that he's going to come in Christmas night and take it out on the Cardinals. We'll see.
Talking to sideline reporter Paul Calvisi. So no playoffs.
Playoffs?
No quarterback. I should say no quarterbacks because we have two that are now down. What's left to motivate this Cardinals team for the final three games?
All right, so that was the question to James Conner. The exact same question about 2 hours ago to Cardinals running back James Conner. And he said, yeah, you can gain some confidence if you're a younger player. But then he paused and he said, respect. You got to get some respect back. I mean, this is a team that started 10-2. It's now lost 15 out of its last 20. You got to figure something out right here. And look, the name guys have come to play. Look what J.J. Watt did yesterday. Are you kidding me? If anybody had an excuse just to go ahead and pull the plug on the rest of the season, it would be a guy like J.J. Watt. And he went out there with 3 sacks in the first half, filled up the stat sheet. Although it was interesting, guys, that we found out a little bit later that, you know, there's always different kinds of motivation. So J.J. Watt earned himself a nice Christmas bonus, if you will, because the first sack got him an incentive in his contract worth $500,000. The second one got him another $200,000. The third one got him another $200,000.
Whoa!
He made nearly $1 million yesterday alone just based on his performance. So if you saw him on the sideline with a wide smile, and he had a big smile, big smile, that is exactly why.
I've been watching the Hard Knocks in season, probably like everybody else, following the Cardinals. You know, you get this immediate, every Wednesday it comes out over the game. And you certainly see some things in there. And like we were just talking about, that motivation. There are leaders on that team. Buda Baker has really jumped out as one of the vocal leaders out there. But the fact that they're having to give that speech over and over again in the locker room means maybe a lot of people aren't following along.
And you heard Cliff Kingsbury. I think the most moving or momentous part of the last episode, I think what you're referring to, Bruce, was the very end. It was the locker room speech after the Monday Night Football loss to New England. And, in fact, I have the transcription right here when Cliff Kingsbury told the locker room, look, it's the basic stuff that we know how to do. It means a lot in these games. It's hard to overcome. It continues to happen. And he said, I'm going to continue to treat you guys like men, but you have to hold each other accountable. And so, yes, that look, 2 years ago, they tried to get more leadership in there. This past offseason, it was about accountability. And, Steve, we've talked about it before. I think that's the reason Hard Knocks exists this year, is to, in part, bring another layer of accountability. Make sure everyone's on camera, that you're owning it, your effort, and your, you know, and the expertise you're going to bring to your job. So, now, it was a little better. You didn't have as much self-inflicted in Denver. But, guys, when you've played 79 different players and you have 10 different starting offensive line combinations in 14 games, And then Colt McCoy is going down and now in concussion protocol, and you have an inexperienced guy, a third stringer like Trace McSorley. I mean, the ceiling is only so high as to what you can achieve when your lineup looks like that.
All right, Paul Calvisi, Cardinals sideline reporter. Paulie, tell Tom Brady we said what's up. He'll know what it means.
Yeah, we'll see. Second straight year, Cardinals on Christmas night. Look, they have a captive viewing audience. The nation is watching. So, you know what? Once again, like James Conner said, try and gain some respect out there.
All right, we'll see you, Paulie.
All right, Mike.
You've been listening to Pigskin with Paulie on the Gatos and Chad Show. Brought to you by Day and Night Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Serving the Valley for 40 years. The difference is day and night.